Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So, in Pachsin, Me'asar, Malchias, Me'asar, Zuchronos, Me'asar, Shofaros, when we mention Psukim in the Shemona Esrei of Musaf and Rosh Hashanah, we have to make sure that there are at least 10 Psukim of Malchias, 10 Psukim of Zuchronos, and 10 Psukim of Shofaros. Right? The way the 10 Psukim would be broken up is that each section would have at least 10 Psukim with at least three from each Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, im Omer shalosh shalosh mikulan yatsa, that even if you said only three psukim of each, one from Torah, one from Nevi'im, one from Ksuvim, you also fulfill the mitzvah of davening Musaf and Rosh Hashanah. Ein maskirin zikaro malchus v'shofar shal pranos. We don't quote any pasuk about remembrance or malchus or shofar that speaks of punishment of Klal Yisrael. That's pranos, is when it's a punishment of Klal Yisrael. We try to keep it cheerful. We try to keep it positive. Maschil b'Torah mashlam b'Navi. The first set of psukim should come from Torah. Then we have a set of psukim from Ksuvim, and then we conclude with four psukim from Navi. Rabbi Yossi Amarim hishlam b'Torah yatzah. Rabbi Yossi says we do it in that order. But if you then instead of four psukim of Navi, you do three psukim of Navi, and then you end off with one pasuk from the Torah, you're also yotzei. Meaning it should be that you end with a pasuk in the Torah, but the Gemara says that the way the Mishnah means to say is that you're supposed to end with a pasuk in the Torah. If you end with a pasuk in Navi, you're also Yotze. But really, ideally, the last pasuk should be from the Torah. Now, Mishnah Zayin. So, over lifnei ateva b'yom tov shor Hashanah, a person who davens for an amud on Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, hasheni matkia. The second bal tefila is the one that. That is where we blow shofar, meaning during Musaf is where we blow the shofar, not the Bal Shachris, not during Shachris. You know, it used to be that they would blow shofar during Shachris because Zriz Makdim of the Mitzvah, so why wouldn't you? But when there was persecution against Klal Yisrael and blowing the shofar was, they made gzeiros against blowing shofar, so the government would send people to check up on the shuls to see if they're blowing shofar in violation of the law. But it's hard enough for some Jewish people to sit through a Rosh Hashanah davening. The government certainly wasn't sitting through the entire Rosh Hashanah davening. So once Shachris was over, the government spies would leave, and then they were able to blow shofar comfortably, and they didn't have to worry about it. So that's when they moved shofar to Musaf. So that's why Hasheni Matkiah Ubishas Halel Harishon Makres Halel. But on those times when Yom Tov, when Halel said, meaning not Rosh Hashanah, not Yom Kippur, because Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, Psuchim Lefanav, when the books of life and death are open in front of Hashem, it's not a time for Hallel. But on the rest of the Yom Tov, when we do say Hallel, the Baal Shachris is the one that says the Hallel. It does not get included in Musaf, it gets incorporated into Shachris, and for the obvious reason, that's reason Makdimin Lemitzvos. So let's summarize what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we said that you need at least 10 Psukim each of Malchios, Zuchronos, and Shofros. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that even just three psukim of each, one from Torah, one from Vim, one from Ksuvim, is good enough to be Yotze. And we said that when you're choosing psukim, you shouldn't have psukim of Peranus. And then we had a machlokas, Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi, what the tenth and final pasuk should be. They both agree, you start with psukim of the Torah, then you psukim of Ksuvim, then psukim from Navi. Tanakama holds, and the tenth and final pasuk should also be from Navi, whereas Rabbi Yossi says the tenth and final pasuk should be from Chumash. Then in Mishnah Zayin we said that on Rosh Hashanah it's during Musaf that we blow the shofar, and on Yom Tovim where we have Hallel, we do the Hallel during Shachris and not during Musaf. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnayos Ches and Tes.